have looked a great deal to women in folk music. I've been fascinated by the histories and the lives of women. We talk a lot about Jean Ritchie, who lived from 1922 to 2015. She's probably the single most important source for us. There's another person I'd like to mention who is an important figure in American music. Her name was Lily Mae Ledford. She lived from 1917 to 1985. Lily Mae Ledford was the seventh of 14 children. She was born in rural Kentucky, Powell County, Kentucky. She was born to tenant farmers. They were sharecroppers, and they were very poor. Years ago, I read Lily Mae's biography, and I was just astonished by the poverty, the lack of material possessions, the lack of shoes, the hunger, and Lily's passion for music. She made her own instruments. She had such a passion and such a natural talent for banjo and fiddle and singing. She won a contest when she was 19 years old. And then she was whisked away to WLS in Chicago. This is around 1936. She was recruited by John Lehrer and played for the Renfro Valley Barn Dance. And they formed a group. They called them the Coon Creek Girls. And the Coon Creek Girls, even though Coon Creek was not a real place, the Coon Creek Girls formed what is thought to be the first all-female string band in American country music. Lily Mae was on banjo and vocals, her sister Rosie on guitar, and some other women on bass and mandolin. And they were very showbiz, the Coon Creek Girls. And I think in some ways it was a real shock to Lily Mae. She had come from such poverty. She was so homesick. And there was one story when she told her mother how homesick she was. She wrote home and her mother sent her a chicken dinner to make her feel better, but didn't understand that it would spoil on the way to Chicago. In the 1960s, musicologist Ralph Rinzler rediscovered Lily Mae Ledford. And here's where we talk about women a little bit. What happens to women sometimes? They get famous in their young lives, and then perhaps they get married and raise families. And that's an example of what Lily Mae did in those intervening decades. She disappeared. She performed for a while. She was well known in the radio days, and then she disappeared to have a family, to be married. And in the 60s, in the folk revival, as I mentioned, she was quote-unquote discovered again, rediscovered. She did an album called Banjo Pickin' Girl, which came out on Green Haze Records in 1983, and she appeared in some wonderful festivals and venues, such as the Newport Folk Festival. So Lily Mae had an interesting life. Her signature song was Banjo Pickin' Girl, and that is what is inscribed on her gravestone. She took a song that was originally from a man's point of view. I'm going around this world with a banjo picking girl. And she turned it into, I'm going around this world, I'll be a banjo picking girl. So this is her signature song, Banjo Picking Girl.